And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Tonight, I know my baby on the phone, I'll be home tonight. Sometimes they see me in the streets or at the mall. Can't be at every beck and call, this alcohol.
When I'm home, my ringtones and my phone roams, I'm never gone. I be tagged in group calls with CEOs, cause my money's long. I be scared to get too drunk while sipping on this alcohol. Might be somewhere passed out and fuck around, miss a money call.
Last call for this alcohol. It's got me heated, still in the feet, it's standing on the wall. Girl, I can't beat it, if I beat it, I can't beat it raw. You're the finest thing I ever saw, this alcohol. Last call for this alcohol. It's got me heated, still in the feet, it's standing on the wall. Girl, I can't beat it, if I beat it, I can't beat it raw. You're the finest thing I ever saw, this alcohol.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. Thank you all. Thank you all for your support. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have producer Glenn Taylor here on my platform this evening. He is here in my city in Evansville, Indiana. Everybody, phone lines are open. You know my guest line number. Call in and give them a shout. What? We're giving away the first five callers a free t-shirt from Cutthroat Records. So you know what you got to do. All right, Glenn, get it on. Let's jazz it up for them. What's up?
Let's get it on, Brenda. Let's get it on.
So what you been doing since the last time you were on my platform?
A lot of music. I'm actually doing several projects. So yeah, I've been writing, I've been co-producing, and I've been working on a lot of music. Yeah, to get names out, you know, names out from Kentucky, you know, young artists who wanna venture this journey, and you know, just so people can hear it.
I see that you want to help me. Artists in Evansville and Henderson, Kentucky.
Right.
So I'm quite sure you get that information later on during the show here on some information on how some local artists connect with you.
Right.
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 Right. So let's talk about this new single, That Alcohol that I just played. What inspired you to do that track right there?
Well, I got a and he said, see if you can work with this. So I listened to it, and I was actually drinking on some Hennessy. So, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, I was looking at my drink, and I was like, yeah, it's last call. You know, I got to get up. I just started writing. I wrote that song in like probably 5 minutes.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this. What is it like living in the Bay Area and in Oakland, California?
Well, it's different. It's a lot different. Art of Tri-State, Evansville, you know, you got a lot of good people, but Oakland is hard. You got to always be on your guards, you know. You know, the streets is hard. Oakland is hard. I actually live in San Leandro, California, which you could walk to Oakland, you know, but Oakland is just, you know, it's rough, you know, it's all street, you know, and there's a lot of hoods. There's many hoods. You got the Twomps, you got 98, you got 84th, and you know, you don't really have a lot of gangs in Oakland, but, you know, like Bloods and Crips, but you got the Asian gang. The gangs there, they rep, they set, and they're true. So, you know, If you ride in a different neighborhood, they automatically know.
Right, right.
You know, all over Oakland.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. So I want to ask you, what do you listen to when you're not working on your own music?
Actually, I listen to the only major artist that I do. And that's because I'm cool with his sister, Shanti, you know, and I really like his music. And I feel like nobody's putting it down in the Bay like E-40, and he's been doing it for years. But other than that, I listen to underground. I'm back home.
Right.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of from Owensboro.
Okay.
Yeah. Heath Riddle and their groups, you know, they're really coming up fast. You know, I also listen to my partner Doobie from Henderson.
Uh-huh.
I listen to Tom Johnson here from Evansville.
Okay.
You know, I actually did a song with Tom Johnson.
Oh, yeah?
Kano Kid. Him, I listen to him. But, and then tons of independent artists out in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So I'm an independent artist.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Go ahead and play another hit of yours. This one's Let 'Em Bang.
Let 'Em Bang.
What's the story on that track? I got to hear this one.
Well, like I said, Oakland's hard. You know, this song was, you know, I think we got the highest homicide in the country.
Wow.
Just for this year. And there's a lot of kids. And I remember being at a being in a neighborhood, actually ordering some food, and some partners just shooting at each other across the street.
Wow!
And so I noticed one of my partners, and I run over there, and then another partner who I was with at the fish place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a lot of killings in Oakland, and you know, and I.
Well, okay.
I try to talk to I hold a lot of seminars and meetings with the younger generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to inspire them to go the right way. That you got other alternatives to that street
balance. Right, right.
And even the cops in Oakland, when there's shootings and they're ringing out AKs,
right.
Cops are not going to come in. They're going to wait till it's over.
Right, right.
They're
right.
Going to see what they can do when it's over.
Well, here is Let 'Em Bang. We'll be right back.
California, you can die out here. When your body hits the ground, nobody kneels down. They too busy letting off those return rounds. AKs crack in the dead of the night. Police never come till they finish the fight. It's survival of the fittest in the heart of the Bay. If you get caught slipping once, they gon' take you away. Let 'em bang. Let 'em bang out here. In the heart of the Bay, so you best let them pray and let them bang. Let them bang out here. Ain't nothing gonna change out here. Them AKs ring out here. In the heart of the Bay, they gonna take you away. Old folks the only ones that knows what's up. They gon' lock the crib down when them youngsters buck. Little kids in the window trying to piece the fight. The gunshot blast only got them hype. You can hear them saying, yeah, nigga, that's what's up. I'ma be like Big Joe and be the first to bust. It's gonna take a lot of bullets to lay me down. When I grow up, I'ma wake up the town. And it's a damn shame that they think that way. Grandma couldn't save them even though she prayed. I try to tell the little homies not to think that way, but they ain't hearing none of that, cause they still gon' spray.
Let 'em bang rained out here. Those AKs rang out here in the heart of the bay. So you best let them pray and let them bang. Let them bang out here. Ain't nothing gonna change out here. Them AKs rang out here in the heart of the bay. They gonna take you away.
All right, that's Let Them by Cutthroat Records. All right, I'm waiting for the callers to call in. You know my guest line number, 657-383-0771. Continue with Mr. Glenn Taylor here. In the future, where do you see music headed with all artists?
Well, I see independent artists just bypass, you know, the record companies. They milk the artists. You know, a lot of artists in the Bay, the only way they get paid is doing shows. They don't really get paid off record sales. So I see independent artists doing what I did. Start your own label.
Yeah. I see a lot of artists are doing that today.
Right.
Yes. So, also had his own record company.
Right.
Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, my grandfather, Brad Taylor, he had a record company called Baytone Records out of San Francisco. And he produced a lot of jazz. He produced mostly blues. You know, he even did, he produced a song for James Brown at one time. But he had a lot of artists, and he taught me a lot. I remember when I first met him and his, you know, just, you know, trying to put all the together, keeping game, and like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do this. Do that, you know, and even he even went to the studio recording, and you know, he would give me pointers and tell me what to do, what not to do. The main thing I really is the business aspect of it all. I'm just recording in the studio,
right?
Because the business is something else, figured out through my heart. And when I was because he talks fast.
Wow.
And he never liked the same thing over.
So while
he was talking to me, I'd be writing. And then I'd go back later and just, you know, check out everything, you know, that I've written down. But he told me, you know, the best avenue is cross seas. You know, to get your music out of cross
seas.
There's apps like Riddle. You know, where you can get your music out and you can get paid for every song.
So
after I started doing that, my son told me, and I started giving him money and starting getting money to my PayPal, my Cash App.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, Dave, you got the formula. I said, yeah. I said, I got the formula. And I really do. And I thank him. I thank God, you know, because, you know, I've been doing this since 89. Getting frustrated, quitting, not doing it for a year, then going back to it.
Yeah.
A partner called me, hey, I need you to make some music for me. You know, I've been doing it for a long time, off and on, you know, but I'm getting, you know, like I said, I'm in my latter years. And I like to see other younger artists when they come up, how to make money. Every song that you put out, you can make money. If you use the app, you utilize the apps across seas.
Yes.
Just like when youngsters play basketball and they don't get drafted into the pros, but they go across seas. They go play in England. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the music.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to talk to some of the local artists here in Evansville and tell them, you won't get nowhere just showing off your music. It's the length of a block.
Right.
You got
exactly.
And I don't know if they understand that. But I've been preaching about it for several years.
Right.
But you're on point and you're right. So what I like for you to do, Glenn, is give information on how some of these local artists or anyone to get in contact with you and help them manage their music.
I have them on Facebook. I have them on Instagram, on IG. They inbox me, you know. But I'm going to tell you, Brenda, I only want to deal with artists that are that are serious and they're not going to misuse information that I give them, you know. But like I said, you know, you can make money off from every song, even if you think the song's a flop. You know, in Australia, New Zealand, England,
UK.
The UK. I even heard my song. I did a video. I come from Hindu. I know you're.
Yeah.
I even seen it. I seen it in India where somebody was translating it in India.
Oh my God.
In Arabic. In Arabic. And I was like,
what the fuck? What?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying there's a lot of tools out there and a lot of artists, they focus on getting their music out and letting people around here, you know, don't worry about the fame. Don't worry about the people around here.
Yeah.
You gotta dig deeper.
So y'all hear that, fans, followers, here, contact Glenn Taylor on social media, on Facebook and IG. And is that Twitter also?
Twitter. No, I'm not on Twitter, but my son's under Twitter under
CTRK. Okay. So, about son and writes music. He also has a daughter who writes.
I have a daughter.
You have a daughter.
I have a daughter.
And a son. And he has been writing music, and she writes music too. So, how did they get started? Through you?
Well, my son got started through me, and we've done a lot of tracks. We've done a lot of music together. And one day he told me, he said, "You ought to hear, Karis." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, Karis writes. She's got a lot of songs she have written, you know." So, you know, and I never. Rapping, she sings. So I just sit down one day with her and talk to
Hello.
Her, and she told me, and she explained to me, you know,
yeah,
did she like music, and she showed me some songs she wrote.
Yeah.
So I said let's go to the studio. So we went to the studio, and I put her on a track called it's called Nigga Route. And I put her on the track, and she sang on it. It's on YouTube. She sang on it. She rapped on it. Look forward to some more music from Karis.
All right.
She goes by the name of Swiper K.
Okay, then. Thank you for that information. We have a caller. Area code 812. Go ahead and state your name, please. Go ahead.
Glenn Taylor. You know who is this voice.
It's Robert Carter.
You know it. What's up? I raised up with this man. We
I
go.
Know your voice.
We go
voice
back.
Anywhere. I know your voice anywhere, man. What's happening?
It's so good to see somebody that you went to school. Me and Glenn used to have street fights and stuff, and
right.
I picked on Glenn. I was
right.
jealous of Glenn, but now as a minister and as you doing what you doing, but see, that's what's so good about God. He take the foolish thing and allow you to put stuff on music to touch the world. And here's two guys from small town. I'm preaching all over the world. And
right.
I'm on doing stuff, but I ain't never done nothing with you. But I would love to come back to Henderson, that we do something for our young black youth, because me and you been out there. We understand
right.
how to get somewhere. So, you know, it's an old thing that your mother taught us, what we messed up, we got to clean up.
Right, we got to clean it up. And I've seen some of your sermons, and I'm very proud of you, man. I actually checked out.
Man,
a couple
I'm proud of you, man. I love the way
Thanks.
You break that music down, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. All right, let's continue. So you have some upcoming events, and you're planning on here locally. And then, what's up with that? And do you have the dates? Do you want folks to know about it, or what's going on with that?
Well, tonight, and I'm actually shooting a video Saturday in Henderson. I'm doing here where I'm at now. I'm gonna do a video, and I'm actually recording about 4 songs with different artists.
Wow.
From Henderson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I got a lot planned before I leave on Monday.
Wow. Yeah. Can I come?
Sure.
Why not? I want to be on the live action.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to ask you this, Glenn. What is the ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of these new singles?
Well, actually, I want them to get motivated. You know, like I said, Brenda, I always call my music life music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything that I rap about, you know, it has to do with something, you know, in some part of my life. I just want them to get if you got something that, you know, you've been through, you know, jot it down in a song, you know, get motivated, especially if you're an artist, if you're a singer, a rapper, you know, and believe it or not, what you do will inspire others.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So where do you see Cutthroat Records in the future?
Actually, I'm looking forward to kind of getting away from the music part.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm actually turning over Cutthroat Records to my son.
Oh, wow.
And to be honest, I see it going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it going crazy.
It's
going
to be hot.
Well, actually, in a good way, in a bad way.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but I have visioned, and I know that no matter what, that about 10 years from now, my grandson's going to pick it up.
And
it's gonna, you know, I don't know if it would die out or what, but I know there's a rebirth. My grandson, he listens to it, he watched my videos, he mimics me, you know what I'm saying? He's only 2.5.
Yeah, I was gonna ready to say about 3.
But I can see, I tell my son, I say, if you fuck this up, my grandson is gonna clean it up.
Okay, now.
So, you know, it's going to go through some trials and tribulations, but, you know, it's in their hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the names of persons that have supported you in your music career, especially persons that have supported you in making these new singles. You have any?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to a lot of partners, my cousins, John and Chris Taylor. Roro Taylor, we've been like brothers from day one, and a lot of people don't know that before I even left Henderson in 89, that this that I want, and even the name Cutthroat Records by my best friend, which was Bo Higgins. Bo Higgins came up with Cutthroat Records. He came up with the Panther logo, and you know, he kind of mapped it out, and we mapped it out together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was young when I did this, and like I said, you know, I strayed a little bit, got away from the music, came back to it, you know.
Yeah.
But I like to give a huge shout out to my partner Bo Higgins. You know, he's my brother from a different mother, like that.
Okay, now.
You know, because we started this together, and a lot of people don't know that, and that, you know, because he's normally behind the scenes, but we've been in this run together for all these years.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's give all them an applause, and that they will continue to help you in your music career. And we're coming to a close to our show. And I thank you for coming to Evansville, long trip.
You're welcome.
And no one did not call in and to get our T-shirt, but who was that that called in?
Robert.
Well, I think you better save him a T-shirt.
I'm gonna save him too.
All right. I'm quite sure he's hearing it.
Yeah.
So any words of encouragement you want to give while we're dealing with these dark times today? Any advice?
Yeah, no matter what you're doing, if you write poetry, because I write a lot of poetry, and if you're an artist or if you draw or whatever you do, you're a comedian, you know, don't give up, you know, and just keep pursuing it and you know, just do you. And sooner or later, you know, you're going to get a breakthrough.
All right. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Now, I want to play and spin Hail Mary. What's up with that track? Is there a brief story behind that one?
Well, I was at a dark. I kind of got the idea from Tupac's Hail Mary. And I said, yeah, I'm going to write a cutthroat's Hail Mary.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just started writing, and then what you see is what you get.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Taylor, we have one more caller. Caller, area code 2. State your name, speak.
My name is Tony O'Boyd.
Tony O'Boyd.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
What you got to say?
I'm calling to talk about my music, man, my song, trying to get everybody to listen to it.
Okay. Well, I'm quite sure Glenn can contact him through Facebook and Instagram or on. I'll put you through. Glenn is sitting here. You want to say something?
Say that again.
Do it and give you some feedback on it.
Did you hear that?
I can say that again. Y'all was breaking up.
Okay.
If you send me your track, even if you just
Send
me a clip of it, send me a clip of it on Messenger, and I'll listen to it, and I'll give you some feedback tonight. I'll definitely hit
you back.
Okay.
What's your name on Messenger?
Glenn Taylor, GlennTaylor.
Glenn Taylor. All right, I'm going to send it to you now, man. I sure appreciate it.
I'll definitely get right back with you and send you some feedback.
And do you want a T-shirt?
Yeah, I'll take a T-shirt.
All right, then. Okay.
So when you send me your message, you just send other information, and I'll definitely get you a T-shirt.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. All right. We're coming to a close to our radio interview with Glenn Taylor. Hit him up. He's going to be here in Evansville and Hendo for a couple of few days. All right now. And I'm playing Hail Mary. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Diva Live Radio.
All the saints pray for us. Cut those Hail Marys. But don't push me. One thing I know, if I get arrested, everything I built is gonna fold. Niggas is coming for them titles and the spotlight. I've been through battles in my life, trying to get it right. My son will be here all alone, fighting.
only fucking demons. He's got this one and only clone. I put that on this demon. We've been through valleys up in Cali and them flat lands. Ain't it funny how this money makes you fat, man? Niggas at Highland Hospital trying to get submitted. Doctors looking at you sideways cause they know you did it. You left them bodies laying cold on them city streets. But you caught a bullet, your concern is to fix the leak. All the saints pray for us, cut those Hail Marys. My adversaries want me buried. It's getting scary. Nigga, Hail Mary. I pray to God, but sometimes I feel God can't save me. The devil's telling me to spend with that 380. Cemeteries full of bodies from them gunfights. Souls that linger by the gate can't come in the light. Father, bless us, hear my plea. Cut those Hail Mary. Give my people what they need. It's getting scary. Niggas dying every day, thinking they going to heaven. Gamble their souls on the face of a crooked reverend. Oakland is full of motherfuckers that don't give a fuck. They'll take you straight to hell with them cause they know they suck. I kill again if my family is ever touched. And pray the price for on level 3 in purgatory. My soul is destined to be free. I hope God knows my story. The world has changed. Coronavirus was just a warning. Destruction raging, lots of dying and lots of mourning. All the saints pray for us, cut those Hail Marys. My adversaries want me buried. It's getting scary. Nigga, Hail Mary. All the saints pray for us. Cut those Hail Marys.